Hey, Elliot Roger here. I'm up in the mountains of Montecito. It's beautiful here, but it's not so beautiful if you're lonely. If you're lonely, then even something beautiful can be the darkest hell. And I've been lonely for a long time. And the reason is you girls. I've been at college now for 2.5 years. And you girls, you just won't give me a chance. I mean, why? I'm intelligent. I'm magnificent. I dress well. I look good. I'm polite. I'm a gentleman. I have a brilliant car. I have a BMW. I mean, that is better than 90% of the cars that other people at my college have. These glasses, the Giorgio Armani, they cost $300. I'll put them on. I'm amazing. I'm wonderful. I'm incredible. I'm better than everybody else in the whole world. None of you want to have sexual intercourse with me. And this makes me lonely. And it makes me very unhappy, and it is an incredible narcissistic injury to me. And the emotions I feel because of your failure to understand how brilliant I am mean that I'm going to have to do something drastic so you will remember me and you will know of my magnificence. Hello, 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 and welcome to this edition of The Jolly Heretic. Now, today I would like to talk about the psychology of incels. I looked a while ago at what incels need to do to get girlfriends, but at that time there wasn't that much research into incels. But there is a new paper which has psychologically analysed a sort of representative sample of incels. It's called Levels of Well-being Among Men Who Are Incel, Involuntary Celibate by William Costello et al. In the journal Evolutionary Psychological Science. So it's exciting stuff. So we're going to look today at the psychological characteristics of people who are incels. But before we do that, a word from our sponsor.
Before we start, I'd just like to say a word about our sponsor, and that is Atlas VPN. Now, here's the situation, chaps. We are all truth seekers here at the Jolly Heretic Public House. We all want to know the truth about the world, and the only way we can do that is if we get lots of different perspectives, lots of alternative perspectives. And we are in a situation where we cannot get that. The internet is censored, everything is censored, and we literally cannot get the other side with regards to certain important events that are happening in the world because of the way that they censor the internet. So the only thing to do, as far as I'm concerned, is to use a VPN. And Atlas VPN is currently running a huge discount. It means you can get a 3-month subscription for just $1.83 a month, plus 3 months for free, with a 30-day money-back guarantee. And so time is running out, so it's worth looking into, really. There's lots and lots of benefits to this. Not only is that you've got that deal, but you could unlock your favourite content from all over the world. You know, shows from friends or whatever it is you like are using Atlas VPN. You can keep your Google searches private. They make sure that your results aren't tracked and so forth. You can stop ads and malware. It's more than just a VPN. It blocks malicious links and ads and so forth. And it notifies you when someone's trying to steal your data. And you can save money online. It notifies you of the best deals. And it can protect unlimited devices. So it seems to be a jolly good idea. And as I say, they've currently got this campaign where it's just $1.83 a month. So, you know, it's worth thinking about. $1.83 a month for a 3-year subscription, plus 3 months for free with a 30-day money-back guarantee. Time is running out, so, you know, it's certainly worth looking into. So as a person that is in favour of the truth and wants as much as many different perspectives as possible and is finding these blocked by our current system, I think getting a VPN is worth doing. And as far as I can see, Atlas VPN is where it's at, chaps.
And I'll just change my shirt back from the yellow shirt and off we go. So, What did this paper find was the nature of the incel. This is very interesting stuff. So first of all, it defines the incel as people whose identity is based around a failure to form relationships with women. Males whose identity becomes focused around their failure to form relationships with women. And it looked at 151 incels, and then it did a control sample of 378 non-incels. What did it find? Well, first of all, it found that the level of interpersonal victimhood is very high among incels compared to non-incels. Interpersonal victimhood is defined as the feeling that you are a victim, as the sense of identification of being a victim. Now, isn't this interesting in terms of understanding their psychology? They don't look at this these correlates, but there was a paper by Ok et al, which found that identifying as a victim, victimhood signalling, correlated with narcissism and Machiavellianism, and that being left-wing as well correlates with narcissism and Machiavellianism. Now, what is narcissism? Narcissism is this idea that this inflated sense of self, this huge ego, this belief that you are brilliant, that you are important, that you are special, that you deserve special treatment, that other people should accept that you are special. And so on, that you are generally wonderful. It's this pomposity. And people, one of the reasons why narcissism is created is as a coping mechanism with very strong negative feelings, with mental instability, anxiety, depression, low self-esteem, and so on. And so people have these terrible feelings about themselves, and they realise that they're basically a failure and that they're awful, and that they have all these dark feelings of loneliness and abandonment, and they cope with it by telling themselves that they are important and they are wonderful and they are better than everybody else. They don't really feel it deep down necessarily, but they cope with these feelings by telling themselves that that's the case. And when of course, something highlights the fact this is not the case, such as the fact that girls aren't interested in them, then they will receive a sort of narcissistic injury and they can't cope with that. This confronts them with the fragile, delicate, broken self that they really have. And this is so awful for them. This is the abyss that they can react with a cognitive distance, they can react with violence and so on to shut down those that are forcing them to confront them with the awful thing that they are. Secondly, Machiavellianism, well, this is obviously being power hungry, desiring status, and so on. Now, what was also found with regards to people that are high in interpersonal victimhood, and again, this is very interesting because it so strongly relates to what the typical woke person is like, is they have an external locus of control. So they don't really feel they are in control of the world and that they have free will. They feel that other things, external forces, evil external forces, are in control of the world and are in control of them, and they are merely sort of pawns. Nothing is their fault. In much the same way that woke people will seem to believe that there are these evil white nationalists or evil capitalists or whatever it happens to be operating behind the scenes, controlling them. And that nothing bad in their lives or in the lives of the outsiders with whom they identify is their fault. It's all the fault of certain structures which are ultimately influenced by the sort of counter-revolutionaries. In much the same way, people that are hired into personal victimhood tend to believe that society and the world is conspiring against them and controlling them, and in a sense that nothing is their fault. Secondly, they tend to have a strong belief in their own moral that there is something very, very wrong with the world, that there is something really, really terrible about it, and that is reflected in their not having a very good life. And thirdly, they have a strong sense of moral superiority. So they have this, I guess, crosses over with the narcissism. They have this strong sense of moral and intellectual superiority, this belief that they understand things, they are deep, they are important, they are morally superior to everybody else, and that everybody else is basically evil. And this seems to be very, very similar to a sort of fragile narcissism, and very, very similar really to the woke worldview. The woke worldview is that they are morally superior to everybody else. Everybody else is scum. Everybody else is racist. Everybody else is whatever. Everybody else has a problem. And that they are morally superior. And of course, they feel better about themselves via being morally superior. So this is interpersonal victimhood then. It's the feeling that you are a victim. You are a victim through things, issues that are not your fault, that everything is the fault of everybody else, and not only that, but you are morally superior to everybody else, to those that do the victimizing. So basically, then, there is reasonable evidence to conclude that these people, like Elliot Rodgers, if you watch that video of Elliot Rodgers, the infamous one where in the mountains, he is so manifestly a narcissist. And this is, of course, to a certain kind of superficial woman, this might be attractive. But women are evolved, remember, to want men who will invest in them, who will look after them, who will not pump and dump. They are evolved to notice that a person is a narcissist, to realise that a narcissist is going to treat them badly, and therefore to not want to have a relationship, even perhaps a short-term relationship, with a narcissist. So that's the first problem that these incels seem to have. The second is simply that they are mentally unstable. The research indicates that they are high in depression, they are high in loneliness, they are high in anxiety. Now, this will, of course, come across to the females, and it will make them seem unattractive. Now, you can say, and this is true, that there is evidence that simply being a single man is a risk factor for depression, loneliness, and anxiety. This is definitely the case. There is research that indicates basically that having regular access to sex is very, very important to ensuring that men don't have depression, don't have a sense of loneliness, and don't have a sense of anxiety. That is true. But on the other hand, the heritability of these kinds of traits, with depression, for example, and anxiety, is somewhere in the region of 0.8. So what is likely is simply that these people congenitally have depression, loneliness, and anxiety, and that this is brought out, this is made worse in a symbiotic relationship by the fact that they are unable to obtain sex. And the fact that they are narcissists is, and that this relates to depression and anxiety, is all the more significant. So one of the ways that people that have depression and anxiety deal with it as a psychological coping mechanism is by creating a false self, creating a narcissistic self. And it seems to me that Elliot Rodger is already a narcissist. So these two things just go together. He is not feeling lonely and depressed because he can't get girls. He is a person who is high in depression and anxiety anyway, and therefore he creates a narcissistic self. And for these two interrelated reasons, he has trouble getting girls. Now, the fact that this is the case is that it's this way round is further demonstrated by the fact that another correlate of being an incel was found to be sociosexuality. Now, this is something we've looked at. This is something that I thought was the case. I hypothesized this was the case based on my knowledge of it in the last video I did on this. But now we have clear evidence for it. Now, what is sociosexuality? Sociosexuality is that you're sexually promiscuous. Remember that we're all this life history strategy model that I think is so important, that I look at again and again in so many of my videos, that we all exist, to repeat it, on a spectrum between a fast life history strategy and a slow life history strategy. A fast life history strategy has evolved to live fast and die young because he's evolved to an unstable yet easy ecology where he could be wiped out at any moment, and therefore he has to have sex with as many fit women as possible, invest absolutely nothing in the offspring or in the women because they could be wiped out at any moment, and simply hope that some offspring survive. That's the extreme fast life history strategy. In that environment, there is no selection to be cooperative because it's pointless being cooperative because the person with whom you cooperate might never reciprocate because he could be wiped out. So therefore, those people tend to be low in agreeableness, psychopathic, basically, so you know, Machiavellian, nasty people. There is no selection to get on with people, so there's no problem developing narcissistic traits and things like that because you don't have to get on with people. If anything, you have to be violent and aggressive towards people, and narcissism will help with that. And there's no selection against mental instability. Mental instability, if you're mentally unstable, then this is things like depression and neuroticism, basically. This is things like depression, anxiety, loneliness, but also other strong negative feelings like anger and jealousy and all this sort of thing. They all intercorrelate and they make you an antisocial person. But because you don't need to cooperate in that kind of environment, and there's no benefit to cooperating in that kind of environment, you need to be able to act impulsively and aggressively at a split second's notice in that kind of environment, there is no selection against these traits. If anything, to some extent, there's selection for these traits. And so therefore you get people who are fast switch strategists and they are going to have those kinds of psychological traits, plus they are going to be sociosexual, i.e. they're going to be want to invest a huge amount of their bioenergetic resources in sex. Now, as the carrying capacity for the species is reached, as you reached a harsh yet stable ecology, then members of the species start to compete with each other, and in that highly competitive environment you're more likely to survive. Your offspring are more likely to survive if you take nurture, if you have fewer offspring and you invest with fewer people and you invest more energy in the offspring and you invest more energy in the partner. And so therefore that is what you do, and you start to take energy away from sex and invest it in nurture, in looking after children, in looking after your wife, that sort of thing. Now, in that environment, you're going to be better able to do this if you are mentally stable, if you don't feel negative feelings strongly, if you are a kind person, so you are high in agreeableness and high in conscientiousness, and you feel those kinds of positive feelings strongly, and if obviously, therefore, if you're not a narcissist, if you're not sociosexual, if you have a sense of agency and that you're in control of the world, you're going to be a completely different kind of person. You're going to be a kind, loving kind of man. And that is the kind of woman, the kind of man that women are evolved in, the kind of ecology that America, or particularly white America, of that social class, you know, you talk about being college or whatever, you know, well, black America as well, but college students, those people are likely to be high in those traits. Because if you go to college, then that is associated with intelligence, that is associated with conscientiousness, there's more following impulse control, it's associated moderately with agreeableness. And it's so you, and learning is associated with an element of humility. And so the result of that is that whether they're white or black or whatever they are, people that are at college are more likely to be slow life history strategists. They're more likely to be K-selected. And so they're going to be repelled by somebody who is sociosexual, by somebody who is a narcissist, by somebody who is mentally unstable, by the kind of person that Elliot Rodger is. And then it's going to make it even worse for him, because of course the fact that he's rejected will heighten these traits which they don't like. He will, as a coping mechanism for his rejection, become more narcissistic. He will, as a coping mechanism for his rejection, become more depressed and more lonely and more anxious. And as a coping mechanism for his rejection, he may well see the world as a sort of an unstable, dangerous place. And in a sense, this will push him further towards a fast life strategy and render him more sociosexual. So it renders the situation even worse for him. So that was what was found. And as Charles Darwin said, the power to charm the female has sometimes been more important than the power to conquer the other males. And this is what is clearly relevant here. What you then got as a result of that, of course, was that 10% of these incels, according to the research, engage in antisocial activity. And this got to an extreme in the case of Elliot Rodgers. He went and shot dead 6 people and injured another 14 in 2014 in his so-called Day of Retribution, which is an interesting term to use, Day of Retribution, because it implies that he's not to blame. Other people are to blame, and they will be rightly and justly punished by him as the sort of incel angel of death. Now, what was also found with regard to these incels is that in a sociological way, women are evolved, of course, to be sexually attracted to people who have status, because the man has nothing to lose from the sexual encounter. The woman has a lot to lose. She can become pregnant and encumbered with a child. And both her and the child are more likely to survive if the man is of high status and will invest in her. So she will select for men who have status, or who indicate at the student level the ability that they are likely to attain status. Now, that, of course, is what he's trying to signal in a very, Elliot Rodger, in a very superficial and obvious way, by wearing nice clothes, by being overly polite, by wearing expensive sunglasses, or whatever it happens to be. He's trying to signal that he has money and status. And of course, women can see through this, and they will look for the more at the car, and they will look for more subtle signs of those abilities. But what was found is that in general, these people that are incels are of low status. They are more likely to be neets, which in England means not an employment, education, or training. They are likely to have relatively low levels of education, and they are likely, despite being adults, to still live with their parents. Now, this, of course, is very dangerous for society, because if you have large numbers of single males, then you're going to have a lot of status seeking, a lot of playing for status, which is therefore a lot of polarizing of society into people fighting with each other for status, which I think we're seeing, and a lot of men taking risks, because there's nothing to lose, in pursuit of status. That's what you'll get. But clearly, these people are just men that are not attractive to females. Now, it may be true that this has been rendered worse by the increasing this is said to be a conspiracy theory, but by the increasing acceptability of promiscuity among females. So now that it used to be the case that this was highly policed by society, anything other than monogamy was totally unacceptable. So females had to settle for, from their perspective, not particularly attractive males. 80% of females end up breeding in hunter-gatherer ecologies, whereas it's only about 40% of males. And the reason for this is that they are polygamous, and the males will attract a lot. The females will want to be with the very high status males, and so the very high status males will develop harems, and the lower status males will have nothing at all. And what this results in is the males ganging together and forming, you know, rape gangs to find isolated females. It results in lots of fighting between the males. It results in a basically unstable kind of society. As societies are in competition against each other, in a harsh ecology, it makes sense to develop monogamy, because that means that there is less intermale violence, and therefore you have a society that is higher in positive and negative ethnocentrism, in in-group cooperation, which will then beat another society. And so therefore there is a selection for the society that will develop some form of monogamy. Now, what that means is that females will be compelled, will not be allowed to go for the high-status males they'd like to go for. And high-status males will not be allowed to have the harems that they might like to have. And that roughly everybody pairs off, although you're going to get a few very low-status, psychologically unattractive men that won't get women, and you're going to get a few very ugly women, because men go for looks, because if you're a fast food strategist, then of course you have as much as many women as you can, but you want to have those that are fit, evince evidence of good genes, and therefore are good looking. But most people sort of pair off, and you don't get much of this conflict. Now, what we have now is a situation where, for various reasons I've looked at in other videos, people are less inclined to want children, because we live in the dysphoria, and therefore lots of people just don't want to have children, and also that women are now as educated as men, and so if not more so, and so there are very, very few men that a lot of these women will find attractive. There are very, very few men that are of higher status than women, and so it's what a lot of these women would rather do is not have relationships with men at all than have status with a man who was a relationship with a man who was of lower status than them, and they will, of course, they would rather, in many cases, if they are fast life history strategists, have fleeting affairs with high status men than have any kind of relationship with a man of that they regard as of unacceptable status, or of the same status as them or lower. And so what you're going to get is a disproportionately large number of single men that can't get any sex. That is what this situation of promiscuity and this lack of policing of monogamy has brought about. But then, of course, there's a reason why it's those men. It's not random, as these men would argue. It's not some conspiracy against them or whatever. It's a reason why it's those men that are not getting anything in this context. It's because they're unattractive to women. It's because they're narcissistic, which the women don't like. It's because they are high in neuroticism, which the women don't like. It's because they are mentally unstable, which the women don't like. It's because they are of low social status, which the women don't like. It's because they live with their mummy and daddy, which the women definitely don't like. And it's because they are narcissistic, which the women don't like. But also it's because they are sociosexual. And the women definitely don't like that. The women would much rather be involved, because women are like this, with slower life history strategy men. So I think it's absolutely fascinating that this research has come out, and it really, I think, solves the problem of the incel. We know who the incel is. The incel is a narcissist who is therefore high in sociosexuality and high in neuroticism. And therefore is going to be, at the best of times, even in a highly monogamous society, might have some trouble getting women. But in a society that is polygamous, where women will gravitate, and they'll stop them doing so, will gravitate, de facto polygamy, towards higher status males who will not have these traits. Or if they do have these traits, they'll be appropriately balanced. So they might have narcissism and be sociosexual, but it will but they won't have certain kinds of neuroticism. Of course, and the result being that they have high status, you're going to get these incels. And it's going to be an increasing problem. It's going to destabilize society. It's going to result in there being a large number of single, angry, unhappy men who are very similar in their psychology to woke people, very similar in their psychology to woke people indeed. And those people are going to be driven increasingly to be furious and whatever. And I suspect that you will get more and more Elliot Rodger type situations.
Hello, hello, hello! The Jolly Heretic is an online public house which meets on Mondays and Thursdays at 7 PM UK time, 2 PM New York, in which we discuss the kind of based, fearless science which is increasingly expunged from our woke joke universities. If you would like to help the Jolly Heretic public house, and there are many ways you can do so, please, please, please become one of my patrons on Subscribestar. Also, if you want to, you can donate to the channel using Odyssey and Entropy, and you could also purchase Jolly Heretic merchandise, such as shirts and mugs. All of the links are in the description. Again, I'd be most violently grateful if you could assist the Jolly Heretic Public House, and I will see you all soon, and goodbye!